This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today is Patriot Day. 22 years ago, the terrorist attacks on America took place. Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting yesterday after a two-month pause. The volcano is in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the eruption was observed in the afternoon at the summit of Kilauea. The observatory reported gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind from Kilauea. The alert level was raised to warning status, and the aviation color code went to red as scientists evaluate what's up. South Korean media is reporting a North Korean train, presumably carrying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has departed for Russia for a possible meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Citing unidentified South Korean government sources, the newspaper reported that the train likely departed the North Korean capital of Pyongyang Sunday and that Kim-Putin meeting was possible as early as tomorrow. Hurricane Lee is back up to a Category 3 storm and is expected to intensify slowly as it spins west-northwest in the tropical Atlantic. The powerful hurricane is forecast to stay well north of the Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. It will gradually strengthen today, according to the National Hurricane Center. The forecast center also said yesterday it remains too soon to know where it will hit land, if at all. Where the storm turns northward sometime in the middle of this week will be a crucial factor in determining where it will go. A newly found comet is roaring through our cosmic neighborhood for the first time in more than 400 years. The comet, roughly one-half mile in diameter, will sweep safely past Earth tomorrow, passing within 78 million miles. You'll want to look toward the northeastern horizon about 90 minutes before sunrise near the constellation Leo. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Some controversial comments came about from a Virginia state legislative candidate.
The Democratic candidate in a hotly contested Virginia state legislature race said white people, regardless of qualifications, can get well-paying jobs, while black people often require a higher degree to be considered for similar roles.
A Caucasian can be mediocre and still get a $100,000 job. We got to have a doctorate degree, a PhD. To get let in those doors.
Nadarius Clark, a political activist and former Virginia House of Delegates member seeking re-election, made the remarks during an episode of his former podcast, PolitiTalk. He also emphasized the need for a shift in societal norms. I'm John Schaefer.
Turns out the pontiff grew up with Rocky Balboa.
Sylvester Stallone visited the Vatican on Friday, where he discovered, to his surprise, that Pope Francis is a huge fan of his films and even gave Sly a little boxing jab.
Siamo cresciuti con i vostri film.
We grew up with your films.
Ready? We box.
The veteran actor was introduced along with his wife, daughters, and brother to the pontiff in a meeting shared on social media by Vatican News. I'm Corey Myers.
The president will not be attending today's 9/11 somber ceremony in New York City today. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Phil Hodgson Pillar, the president and founder of American Faith, joining us now. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Like you, your thoughts and prayers are with all of us here in this country, the families affected greatly 22 years ago. It's hard to imagine, Phil, that it was 22 years ago. It just seems so much like yesterday, something that captured all our senses. You know, as I was sharing with somebody else, it's sometimes the sound brings back memory of it. Some people might even be a smell, you know, that go back to ground zero and they smell something that reminds them so tragically of that day, or maybe a touch, the memories, the way they're so greatly impacted by that incredible loss on that fateful day.
Well, we were living on the East Coast at the time. I think you remember the story.
Yes.
And we were leaving LaGuardia. And as we passed by the Twin Towers, the first plane had gone in, and then our plane was downed in Detroit, and we had to drive back. And we were pastoring a bedroom community there of Manhattan. And so we lost several church members in that mess. And our daughter, of course, was in school, and we didn't know if she was safe. She didn't know if we were safe. So it was a pretty trying time. I think the most interesting thing of it is that our president is not going to visit the memorial in New York this year.
Right.
So I thought, you know, it kind of all plays out, doesn't it? You know,
it really does.
And then you hear some of this liberal chatter saying, you know, the J6 was the worst tragedy in American history. You know, I guess that eliminates.
Bill, we've got an interruption on your phone line, so we're gonna disconnect, and then Brad's gonna reconnect with you right now, okay? Because I don't want to drive our audience totally batty on this deal. So let's go ahead and reconnect with him, Brad, if you would, please. So and then we come back, we'll pick up the story here, because we all have stories and memories of where we were when we saw this. I was in California at the time. We were getting ready to go to a teacher's conference, and happened to turn the TV on and saw, you know, the pictures right there, and you're thinking, oh my God, you know, what is going on? And to this day, well, Phil's back with us. You know, to this day, Phil, go ahead and finish your story. I'm sorry, and then we'll pick it up from there. Go ahead.
Well, the idea that the liberal progressive speech is that the biggest tragedy in recent American history is the J6 riot, when you don't even consider Pearl Harbor and you don't consider 9/11 as being a tragic event greater than that. So it's really an interesting kind of twist on controlling the narrative that's pretty typical coming out of the mouth of those who don't seem to really want to care about our nation.
Yeah, the whole J6 narrative, no doubt, it has been manipulated. In fact, I had an opportunity, and we're going to have him on the air with us, spoke with the site commander at the time of the incident, and he got put on timeout because he saved lives. I don't know what they expected him to do, Phil, but he was there. He was not getting, you know, information. They have a very strict chain of command that must be followed. And he's going up and not getting any answers. And meanwhile, this thing's out of hand. And he flat out told me, Phil, he just said, they were so overwhelmed that if these people really, if they even realized what they could have done, they really could have taken over the Capitol. They could have very easily. But because that wasn't their interest, they weren't interested in doing that. I mean, they weren't toting guns and all that. But yet it has been manufactured in such a way that this thing was greater than it was, than just, you know, American people saying, you know, asking for redress from their government, doing what their Constitution says. Look, at we have a problem here. Help us understand what went on. And here we are all these years later, and we still don't know.
No, no. Yeah. No, and I think as long as government wants to keep this down, they're going to keep it down and not. I mean, what a great chip to use against Trump in an election.
Well, oh, yeah.
Great way to silence the free speech, you know, and make it out to be something it's not.
Exactly. Well, and look, it's been working for them. They've gotten covered by the mainstream media. You know, they love to hate Trump. Boy, they love Trump when it comes to ratings, because when Trump's around, they get their ratings. When he's not around, they don't get their ratings, and they just, you know, they rot on the limb. And but, you know, what they've done to this country, the damage that they've done to the country, all these cabalists, you know, the social media, you know, the mainstream media, all hand in glove with the Justice Department, the Unjustice Department, I should say. And that, you know, they have done, Phil, I believe it's generational damage. It's going to take us a long time to right the ship because of the damage that they've done.
Oh, I agree. I agree completely. And if you can ever, if it ever can be undone, that's the trend. You know,
well,
you've got a huge young generation who doesn't really, not deeply embedded in the Constitution or in nationalism. So, the challenge is to try to convince them that America should be its own country, that it should have closed borders. Those are going to be the big challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if not, they're going to learn the hard way. You know, like you and I have talked about before, this is like defying gravity. You're ignoring common sense. You don't want to listen to your elders who have gone before you. And you've been indoctrinated, unfortunately, by an educational public school system that our taxes have paid for, that have indoctrinated our kids against, you know, against the values. And then here we find, you know, as noted in your upcoming book, Midnight in America, right? Is that the right name?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we noted here is that, you know, America has abandoned its moral tethering. And, you know, if by God's grace and mercy, we have an opportunity, and it's only by his grace and mercy, to return to God, and then our country will be healed. But we have to do all that that is involved in turning to God. And, you know, our kids may be learning, you know, the hard way here that gravity still works and that it's painful when you defy it.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, I don't know about you, Bill, but it seems just go from bizarre to bizarre. The New Mexico governor suspending the Constitution.
Oh, the first. I'll tell you, and I want to talk about that in more detail. We got to go to break here, and this is craziness. And but like you say in your book, it's not that we're, you know, in a sense. I mean, in the way the World Economic Forum and some of these outside influences are having on our country today, it's all according to their plan, isn't it? It's all falling into place.
Yeah, it is. I think their plan's being disrupted here and there, and they're not really sure what to do with it. Trump is one of the biggest disruptors
right
to their plan.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we'll go to break, and then we're going to come back, and we will talk about the New Mexico's Democratic governor, who even says, Phil, that she knows it's not going to work, but go ahead and put New Mexicans in danger anyway. So more from Phil Hotzenpiller
after
this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide radio broadcasts and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. Phil, as you were saying right before we went to break, New Mexico's Democratic governor, leave it to a Democratic governor. You know, this whole idea of a public health emergency, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, that, you know, just as much as we, the people, learned what our government will do to us in the name of a public health emergency, the government itself learned, oh, wow, I didn't realize I could have this much power, right?
Well, and I think this is a follow-up from what happened at Coven, because by closing down the churches, you were basically saying an emergency constitutes the cancellation or the suspension of the Constitution. This is the same thing. It's just a different angle.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So this is the in my opinion, this is the liberal trying to chip away at the Constitution and form independent states completely of the United States. That's what appears to be happening, which could be, I don't want to go down that trail too deep, but it could be why we don't see America in biblical prophecy the way people would expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
if you don't have an America in the future, then you don't have America in biblical prophecy, or you've got apocalyptic language, which is one of the chapters. I actually deal with this American biblical prophecy. I deal with it more than anybody that I've researched. Nobody really touches this subject. They just kind of skirt around it and move on. I go deep. I go full bore into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get the book, they're going to get something that they've never read before. How about that one?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that'll get them going. And it's available now. Not available, but you can pre-order it now, I should say, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazon comes out on April 2nd. I'm glad they didn't make it April 1st. I think that would have been a little bit of a joke. But anyway, this is life, man. This is the way things work. So excited.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, you know, again, that still is the number one question when you go to prophecy conference, and occasionally it'll come up just even in regular conversations. Is, you know, I'm reading the book of Revelations. I don't see America in there. Where is America? And to your point, that's been some suggestion, is that the country's been so neutered and irrelevant, and where what you see, what Joe Biden has done to this country right now, even on the world stage, you look and you go, whoa, I mean, talk about lowering itself more and more to irrelevancy. This is what Joe Biden has managed to do in, what, less than 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's pretty,
exactly.
Pretty crazy. And you know, go ahead.
Well, you think about how quickly you can turn a ship this size to the good or to the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The longer that rudder is in the bad direction, the harder it is going to be to recorrect the course of the ship. So 4 years, Trump did a lot of stuff, a lot of great stuff. 4 years, Biden did a lot of bad stuff. If we've got to win, we got to win on this next election, because 8 years, I don't know if a country can survive 8 years of this kind of malarkey.
Right. No, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. Think about this, Phil. All the great things that Trump did in 4 years, he did it with a full-blown resistance, an anti-media that 95% of what they reported on him was purposely negative. At every turn, I mean, he asked a question of the president of Ukraine, yes, and says, can you check into that corruption, yeah, I'll check into that. He didn't withhold anything, he just asked a question, and all hell broke loose, and that led to an impeachment. Now what we find out, fast forward, 2 years, 2.5 years later, we're realizing that Trump was right, that there was corruption. And, you know, and so here we, the people, pay and we suffer for it. We policies that could have been even implemented to a greater measure were all compromised, all at the hands of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And this is where the people have to wake up and realize who's for you and who's against you. And yes, you know, people will say, well, and I always hate this. Oh, the other side does it too. Yeah, we can talk about the Republican Uniparty. I get that, and the rhinos. But, you know, whatever measure that you use in order to discern the corruption, you got to start using it. And you can't believe that just because somebody has an R in front of their name, that they're looking out for your best interest. Because that's not the case. They're all selling their souls, you know, for their own personal interests at our expense. And meanwhile, they keep taxing us through the nose and promising that there will be more taxes yet to come, all on the eve of us paying now, what, $4 a gallon of gas here? Of course, you're well over $5 in California, but the rest of the country is, you know, looking at $4.
Well, we have better gasoline than you do. We have Louis Vuitton gasoline out here. So there's a big difference. You know, you guys think it's our gas is not higher. It's not. We just have better gas.
Well, it's so funny that that the gas just on the other side of the border works in every other car, and you know, you get just as good mileage, and you pay a buck and a half less, or unless you're like you know, the insane energy secretary, right? She gets her her group of EVs. She's going to prove to everybody, oh no, these things really work. So she gets, you know, her Cadillac Lyric, Ford F-150, a Bolt electric utility, and she's out there on a road trip and finding out the reality that they can't charge these vehicles. It's not as easy as they thought, and then they ran into trouble in Georgia because one of her lead cars, which was a combustible engine car, traditional automobile, goes and tries to hoard and to block the usage of a charging unit, and people are already in line because one of the units is out. And there's a family with a baby in the car suffering while this knucklehead is blocking the use of a charging unit because, well, after all, you know, the Secretary of Energy is on her way and she gets privilege, right, at the expense of the everyday citizen who's been waiting in line all this time to get his car charged.
Well, Bill, I have some rare footage. I don't think I've shared it with you, but the real crisis came when she realized the extension cord she had wasn't long enough to reach across the nation. And so we're contemplating when to release that at the exact right time to demonstrate what's really going on in this administration.
I think are you going to sell it to Saturday Night Live? I think they'd buy it. Babylon Bee as well. I think so.
Yeah.
You'd get money for it.
Exactly. But, the EV sales are down right now. People are realizing. So you basically save about 70 cents a gallon by buying an electric car that is almost worthless to resell after you've had it 3 years.
Yeah.
And if you do all the math, and then you look at what it's doing to the environment to make these electric cars, there's zero gain on this thing. And you don't have the grids to sustain it in cities like L.A., and you don't have the network across the nation to sustain it. It's almost a joke, honestly.
Well,
it's almost a joke.
And the thing is, they were real purposeful in not even having a Tesla, right? And because, you know, Musk is, you know, he's a bad word now in the Beltway. And so they just mock him now at all the cocktail parties. Their favorite son now, he's cast aside, but like he cares, like it hurts his feelings. But what Musk has done is he sets up his, you know, exclusive charging stations for Teslas. So if you have a Tesla, then you know where to go, and he's already set up an infrastructure. So he's smart enough to do that. But these knuckleheads in D.C., they're not so brilliant. I know that's news.
big breaking news on Bill's part. These knuckleheads aren't that bright.
I'm telling you, this is, you know, if it wasn't so painful for everyday Americans, Bill, you know, it would be funny. But I think, you know, the everyday citizen, I mean, this whole fiasco, what Joe Biden has put us through, I mean, the fact that you've got to put up with this for even two more years, and there's no way to, you know, just flat out fire the guy and everybody else that's on the ship with him, including Kamala Harris, who's got the worst ratings of any vice president in the history of America, right?
Well, yeah. You know, her IQ has just exceeded her, almost exceeded her age.
Almost. You're too generous. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, sir.
Sponsored by Meta. Back to school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet Mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with Take a Break. Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Gelbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our family center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
USA News Update. Today is Patriot Day. 22 years ago, the terrorist attacks on America took place. Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting yesterday after a two-month pause. The volcano is in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the eruption was observed in the afternoon at the summit of Kilauea. The observatory reported gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind from Kilauea. The alert level was raised to warning status, and the aviation color code went to red. A newly found comet is roaring through our cosmic neighborhood for the first time in more than 400 years. The comet, roughly 1/2 mile in diameter, will sweep safely past Earth tomorrow, passing within 78 million miles. You'll want to look toward the northeastern horizon about 90 minutes before sunrise, near the constellation Leo. Lance Pry, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Tennessee Bob reminds us that people are trading in EVs for fuel-driven vehicles at a faster rate than purchasing EVs. And, of course, you got a problem with just, you know, the number of EVs that are available. And this is just absurd, the things that this administration is subjecting us to. I mean, spending an irresponsible amount of money. We're talking more than $5 trillion of the people's money has been spent on this this windmill-chasing enterprise. But yet, you know, John Kerry, who has nothing to worry about because he's traveling on our dime and all the other government officials, can talk about this deal. But where's the skin that they have that's in this game? Other than that somehow they're the modern-day messiahs, you know, keeping us from our own demise because they know better. But there's really no practical indication that would demonstrate that this is what's going on. Well, you hear us coming on, and,
hey, Bill.
You know, hey, there he is, Jeff Cruer. He's joining us now. We're joining his team and his audience there in Louisiana. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Very good, my friend. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but like you, you know, we're remembering 9/11. All that in 22 years later, and then we have a president, not surprising. I mean, Joe Biden, is he like the totally fully certified anti-American president of our time?
I think he is the America last president. I mean, he has done everything he can to insult Americans, to put us last, insult our military, insult those who were heroic on 9/11. He should be involved in some sort of a ceremony here on the mainland. He, of course, is not. He's going to be in Alaska. He just left Vietnam. So, and he just had another embarrassing trip. I mean, it's really sad, Bill. It really is.
Well, it is. It's cringeworthy. And, you know, and every time he goes out, you know, it's not anything that you can come back and go, God, I'm sure proud. I'm proud that he's our president. You know,
a lot of words, but proud is not one of them. Maybe disgusted, humiliated. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I know. I mean, he has really elevated the presidency of one Jimmy Carter. You know, Jimmy Carter is so grateful, you know, for this president, because it's the same kind of attitude, you know, which sometimes you think he must be channeling as Jimmy Carter. Because remember, Jimmy Carter with the malaise and everything started berating the American people, you know, you got to suck it up, you know. What are you, a bunch of wimps?
Sorry, yeah. And Biden is the same way. I mean, he blames the American people. He's an angry man. He's someone who has never been what they've always portrayed him to be, like an average Joe, who's a good time Charlie. No, he's an angry politician who's been feeding at the public trough for 52 years. He doesn't have any connection with the American people, doesn't understand what we're dealing with here. Bidenomics is a disaster. Bill, I shared earlier, you know, people are having a tough time even buying a car, buying a house. Mm-hmm. One of the ladies had just called me and talked about the grocery bill through the roof, and she's on a fixed income. I mean, it's Bidenomics is a disaster, Bill.
Well, it absolutely is. And then, of course, look what he's done to the energy sector. And he continues to pulverize it. And there he is at the G20 and Osama, Al-Salman, the head of Saudi Arabia, his name all of a sudden escaped me. I had it there on the tip of my tongue and it just won't come out. But anyway, he doesn't fist bump. He actually shakes his hand. And I'm sure he probably said, Osama bin Laden said to him, well, hey, thanks a lot, man. You're just making us wealthier and securing our position all the more, you know, with your policies. I mean, you know, smart move on your part. I mean, he's just buttering them up. I mean, OPEC is just having a windfall. And here Biden is running around with hat in hand begging anybody for oil. And we're sitting there, you know, on top of all the oil reserves and energy independence. And everyday Americans are getting clobbered. Now, Jeff, the cost of gasoline now up over $4, you know, national average.
I know. We're seeing it skyrocket here. And, I mean, it's back to what we were seeing last year. I mean, it's really hurting people. So inflation obviously is not under control. They said that they had to raise all these interest rates to control inflation. It isn't working. So now we've got the double whammy of high inflation and high interest rates, which is just so disastrous for folks. That's why real wages are not increasing. That's why people are having a hard time. That's why credit card debt is now over $1 trillion, Bill.
Exactly.
Having to put on credit card, they're expensive.
Jeff, people need to connect the dots here and realize who's for them and who's against them. And it's clear. You know, Joe Biden, all the greenies, the Uniparty, those that have an R in front of their name, it's not as you would think it traditionally has been. They have sold their souls out, and we have got to, you know, we have got to, you know, reclaim control of our rightful position as we the people, that we're the ones that run the government. Mm-hmm. And we've got to take over from this bureaucratic state and these people that are leading us down a road is compromising. I mean, the stuff that's happening right now, Jeff, this is going to take us generations to get on the other side of and to get on top of. I don't think this is an overnight fix.
Yeah. I agree. We've got to at least start to try to fix it as soon as possible. And
exactly.
Right. We're really on the road to ruin. And a lot of these problems I also connect to this whole green energy nonsense. And
yes.
I personally believe it's all a hoax. I personally believe
I've said forever it's like Don Quixote chasing windmills. You know, look at it, Jeff. We've spent over $5 trillion. And what do we have to show for it?
Higher prices, more dependence on China, job loss, you know, and the thing about it is it's not good for the environment. Look at what's going on with all these windmills that they have offshore. Look at all the marine life that is being killed, the birds that are being
killed,
the solar panels made in China. These EVs are disasters as far as what they have to do to the these different mining facilities where they make the raw materials for these batteries, environmental disasters.
Right.
So,
yes.
I mean, the whole thing makes us more dependent on China. The prices are increasing. The energy secretary did a road trip.
I know we're reporting on that. What crazy, huh? That's just nuts.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy to do a road trip with an EV.
Yeah. Well, even if you have somebody in a regular combustible car going ahead of your your team there to try to hold down a charging unit, right? And then they have to call the police in because this person's keeping out an everyday citizen who has a child in the car. It's like this is the audaciousness of these elected officials, right? That they're going to go out there. Well, and the deal was, Jeff, it wasn't that long ago. You had the CEO of Ford, right? He went cross country in his 150, and I think he only got about maybe 2 or 3 days out there and just said, forget it, come and get me. I think he called an Uber.
Bill, this is a very important issue to us here in Louisiana because we often have to evacuate for hurricanes, and we're going to take road trips to get out of here. Last thing I want to be is trying to evacuate in an EV where you're worried about charging stations, worried about your range, you're trying to get out of the way of a storm. I mean, there's no way that people here are going to be buying EVs. I mean, it's too dangerous. It's
exactly.
It's expensive, Bill.
Right. Well, the long cord, the extension cord for those things, they go forever and they get in the way. And and you got to make sure you have plenty in the trunk of your car. You know, it's just it's absurd. You know, this is what it comes down to. It's so ludicrous, Jeff. I mean, at some point the next generation is going to go, "What, Dad? What were you guys thinking?"
Right. I think we're going to be really chastised for a lot of what's happened, and I'll just tell future generations that, hey, this was forced upon us. A lot of us did not want this. A lot of us tried to fight it, and hopefully we'll have some success in fighting back against this agenda, because you're right. It's we the people against the powers that be, and it's time for we the people to have some victories, Bill.
Exactly. It's not about a party. It's about the American ideal. We've got to re-embrace that, Jeff Carrar. Look it, buddy, I so appreciate you and your audience being with us as always. Thank you so much. You take care, huh?
Thank you, my friend. That's Bill Martinez.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here as we remember 22 years ago, 9/11. Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, it's just so heartbreaking. But I think that at a time, you know, when 9/11 happened, I think it was a missed opportunity, you know, for us. And I say for us as a people of morality and people of conscience. And, you know, people realized that, wait a minute, America suddenly was vulnerable. You know, we were rolling along. We had some minor attacks at, there in New York back in the 90s. But nothing like this. This just really overwhelmed us. And many people, as a result, you know, found themselves in church looking for an answer. And sadly, I believe the churches were ill-prepared in helping people understand, you know, what was happening. You know, was America being judged? And as Jonathan Cahn pointed out in his book, Harbinger, when you look at what happened on 9/11, so many similarities of what happened to ancient Israel thousands of years previously, as noted in the book of Isaiah, were being demonstrated in America, in a modern-day America, a country that in many respects, similar to Israel, that had entered into covenant with God. This is what the pilgrims had asked for God's blessing. But even the pilgrims back then, in the same way, when Israel, in their early days, realized that you get blessing if you do right, and you get curses if you choose to do wrong. And people questioned and said, whoa, you know, are we realizing a curse here in America because we've turned our back on God? And we've been warned. We've been warned about this. And here it is. We're attacked. People go to church. And I think, sadly, the pastors at the time were not aware. You know, like the Bible says, people without revelation will cast off restraint. People without vision will cast off restraint. But that vision is really revelation. And that revelation is, you know, comes from God. It's what God reveals to you, that vision that God gives you, not something that, you know, some motivational individual or artiste would share with you. But something that comes from God. And we missed it. We missed that appointed time. And people you know, after about 3 weeks, just left the church, said, well, they don't have the answer either. And I don't know if the church was just nervous to even think about, wait a minute, that we were guilty of violating godly principles and that we were being judged. And so as if that's not enough, you know, Jonathan reminded us that, you know, you have these shakings that take place to get your attention. When you look back historically in ancient Israel, you see this pattern. And the pattern, again, is playing itself out. Because what happened was 19 years after Israel was attacked, and they thought, okay, well, we just needed to build our walls stronger, and we needed to fortify ourselves. They didn't think for a moment that the reason that they were being judged because they were defiant against God's judgment. That they somehow just thought it was all within their power instead of realizing that the hand of protection by God Almighty had been lifted and they were exposed. Nobody except the prophets. And then what did they do to them, you know, and do to him? You know, they jailed him, they incarcerated, they put him in stocks. You know, how dare you, you know, say that it's on us? Well, you know, today it's almost the same kind of attitude. You know, I can do as I darn well please. All right. So and then 19 years later, as the pattern would form, Israel, again, God tries to get their attention. Can you hear me now? They ignored it. And here we are, 19 years from 2001, we get COVID. And are we being judged? No, we ignore that this is happening. I know that sometimes people have questions that is God judging us? And I always say, well, the fact that you're asking that question is critical, and it's an important question to ask because, you know, let me ask you, do you think that we should be judged? And I think that's the question that we put before America today, you know, based on, you know, what have we had? How many, over 100 million abortions since 1973? Okay. Over 100 million, that's counting, you know, they were routinely referred to 60 million. Those are the physical abortions, and of course they haven't really kept those up to date because we've been using that number for a number of years. But you also have the abortifacients. You've got the chemically induced abortions that have been taking place. That's another, you know, 40 million to put into the mix. So over 100 million babies have been exterminated in this country. Now you ask me, do you think that, you know, God should be judging us? You know, you've heard some people say, well, if God doesn't judge America, then he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology, right? I mean, people throw that out there, but it's much more serious than that. But here we are, you know, 22 years later, after 9/11, we're another year past of COVID. And the prospects of another variant coming, and we continue to ignore God and miss another appointed time. And these appointed times come up until they don't. And the appointed time for us right now, for those that have ears to hear, is to return to God. This is what made America great. And here we are, we're suffering under a totalitarian form of government, certainly not a democratic republic. Our Constitution is being obliterated, as we were talking with Rebecca Terrell. And keep in mind, you know, we got Constitution Day coming up next week. And when you read that document, and it's so inspiring, and you think, wow, I mean, here is our birth certificate, in essence. This is our heritage, and we ignore it at grave expense. And we keep electing officials that don't even know the Constitution. I mean, I would dare say it would be interesting to put them in competition with, you know, immigrants who have just been, you know, recently sworn in as citizens of the country. And I would dare say they probably know more about our country and can talk off the top of their heads more eloquently about our country and our laws than some of these elected officials. Because they're so jaded, and they've convinced themselves other otherwise, and I say otherwise than the Constitution, because they continue to obliterate it and put us in great suffering. I mean, you know, like we're talking with Jeff Carrere. I mean, $4 a gallon of gas, and I remember it wasn't that long ago. I think it was Secretary Lew. This was probably, I'm trying to remember, I believe this was part of the Clinton administration. He was, I think, I'm pretty sure I remember that correctly. And his vision was that he thought America wasn't paying enough for a gallon of gas, that $8 a gallon was reasonable. Says the guy who's being driven around in a government vehicle that we the people pay for, and we pay all his gas. So what does he know about $8? What does he know about people who are living from paycheck to paycheck? People that are living more on food stamps. This is Biden. This is Bidenflation, Bidenomics. This is what this is translated to, the suffering and pain that has been brought upon the American people. And again, my hope is that America wakes up and realizes this isn't a partisan deal, okay? This isn't about politics. This is just about living as an American. And there is consistency here. There is a party that continues to do these crazy things and cause all kinds of injury. I mean, even over the weekend, you have, you know, speaking of abortion, you know, Kamala Harris says, you know, that she's insulted that people are claiming that, you know, the Democratic Party is standing for abortion up until the moment of birth. And in some cases, I think the Democratic governor at one point, I think in Virginia, said, well, you know, even if a if the child is born, you know, because of a botched abortion process, that you just offer it comfort care until it passes away. And then I guess it's okay to harvest their body parts. But this is, you know, this is all part and parcel of the Democratic Party. I don't see Republicans doing it en masse or in large. I don't. But I mean, again, you got to, you know, take it away from, you know, party affiliation. Just who's promoting this kind of stuff? And there was a reason that Roe v. Wade got reversed and the Dobbs decision came into play as it did. And this is all based on experience. But there is a vocal minority that is out there claiming foul. Well, where is the vocal majority for those unborn that are being terminated? And we the people, I'm saying to you straight up, you cannot continue to violate the laws of God and think that you can receive the blessings of God, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we are, and this is the big lie that the Democratic Party, again, I bring it back to party because it's mostly them that are promoting this. You've got to see it for what it is and return to God, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we need to do.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Both my legs.